Revenue Rhino. I'm Brad Hammond, and this is the Lifelong Customer Podcast. We're interviewing successful sales and marketing leaders and discussing ways in which they're building lifelong relationships with their customers. Welcome to the Lifelong Customer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond.
Hey, I'm your other host, Ice Artificio.
And today we have Laura Moss from Everyone Social. Laura, it's really nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're also super excited. Before we get on the hard-hitting questions, we'd love to know more about you. But we'd love to know about your overview as a marketer and Everyone Social.
Yes, I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Everyone Social, and we're a leading employee advocacy platform. So if you're not familiar with employee advocacy, we make it very easy for companies to engage their workforce to share company information and branded content. I like to think of it as kind of getting a recommendation for a restaurant from a friend versus the restaurant itself. You know, people want to connect with people. They don't want to connect with a faceless brand. So by tapping into your own personal networks, it actually helps your company a great deal. My background, I actually was in journalism originally, and then I made the switch into content marketing a few years ago. And I've worked mostly with SaaS companies, creating content that, you know, really it's optimized for SEO, but also really hits like what customers are looking for and trying to convert them by giving them the information they need.
It's exciting. And then can you tell us what the marketing space is like in Everyone Social?
Yeah, I've been with Everyone Social for about 4 months now. We are actually a very small team. It was a marketing team of one until late last year. So I came on, I found out as hire number 36 for the company. And we're not the dominant player SEO-wise. But our CEO, Cameron Brain, has been very focused on content for years now. So we've kind of been playing the long game in content, and that, you know, we're ranking a lot faster. We're very much focused on giving the audience what they want. So even if someone comes to our site, reads a blog post, and they don't necessarily convert, we're still bringing value to them. And so that's number one for us, is just quality content that really meets people where they are, no matter where that is in the sales funnel.
I love that. So one of the things we talked about that you guys do is really tapping into the social networks of your employees to grow your brand. I'd love to learn a little bit more about what exactly that means, what it is, and then how it applies to content marketing and all the stuff you're doing.
Yeah, well, I'll throw some stats at you real quick. So I've learned a great deal about employee advocacy in the past few months here. And what's really interesting is 98% of employees are using at least one social network for work, and over half of those already posting online about their company. So Everyone Social, when you come into this space, people are already talking about your company. You can't control what they're saying, but what you can do is make it easy for them to share news about the company. And that can be intimidating. I think there's this fear that your employees might post something negative that could hurt the brand. But in reality, it's more important to have your employees, to have your executives, to have every part of your team talking about the company on social media because of the value it brings. So there's transparency, and it shows people the faces behind the company. It's not just your social media manager talking about you. And what's so important about this employee content is that it gets 8 times more engagement than the branded content.
Wow.
So yeah, so if I know I'm on Everyone Social's Twitter and I share something, that's one thing. But if one of our engineers shares that same post and reaches his network, you know, it's so much more impactful because it's coming from a real person who chose to share that on their personal networks. You know, it's so important. Like, you can't mandate everybody go and share this post on your Twitter or your Instagram. But when your employees are happy at your company and they're choosing to share that information, it's a whole other game.
I love that. So for companies not really doing this, or maybe they're thinking about it, where's a good starting place to start? You know, I think it's certainly maybe intimidating as a marketer. Maybe we're not doing this at all. Where do I start? How do I set this up at my company and all that?
Yeah, if you start with an employee advocacy platform like Everyone Social, like, that makes it very easy. We really help you and train you and teach you how to do that. But if you're just getting started, number one is just talk to your employees. Tell them that you want them to be posting about the company. Have a social media policy. It doesn't necessarily have to be all these do's and don'ts rules, but just letting them know, like, we want you talking about us. If you make a mistake, we're here for you. Just make it really easy for them to get involved. And I would also suggest identifying your top employee influencers. And, you know, it's great. You should definitely get leadership involved, have your CEO tweeting, but it's also really important to look at other people who may not necessarily jump, you know, the front of the list. So see who's already active on social media. See who's been at your company for 20 years and is already an advocate, because these are the people whose voices you want to get out there, because they're going to reach your audience in a really authentic way.
I love that. And I imagine it benefits not only the company, but each employee's personal brand and their recognition of the space too.
Yeah. Because we've often focused on how it's important for the company. But yeah, as an employee, like you get to expand your network, grow your own personal brand. And then depending on what department you work in, there's benefits to different aspects of the company. So if you work in HR, one of my favorite things to talk about is how important employee brand is in recruiting. So if I'm talking about how much I love working at Everyone Social, my friends see that, they want to apply here. If you're in sales, most people don't pick up cold sales calls these days. But if they see someone asking questions on Twitter about employee advocacy and one of our salespeople jumps in and answers that question, you know, they're establishing that relationship and it's called social selling. So I think what's really important when you're trying to start employee advocacy at your work is to show the value it brings to the company, to individual departments, but also to the employee themselves. So I think my personal brand very much would be known as like being a cat lady. I run a company called Adventure Cats. And like the company, Everyone Social like embraces that. So like I'll post about the company and use a lot of cat puns. That's part of my personal brand. And it's been a great way to expand that just by using our platform to talk about what we're doing well.
Love that. And from a content creation standpoint, how does this typically play out? Does maybe the marketing team, do they create content and then employees re-promote that? Or do you see actually unique new content being created by those employee advocates? Like, how does all that work?
I think it works together really well. So I think often, you know, you have someone like me doing content marketing, writing blog posts and being, hey guys, please share this. But what's great about having a platform like Everyone Social is that it's really easy to get feedback from every department. So one thing that we blogged about just this week is something called sales enablement content. And so typically you would think sales content, that's just for salespeople. But what we do really, really well here with our small team is that we talk to customer success. We talk to sales. We say, what are the questions you're getting often? What are the pain points people are hitting? And then that's where some of our best ideas come from. Because I can do keyword research around employee advocacy all day or look at what our competitors are doing and try to do it better so I can outrank them. But if I'm really going to help the company and help the brand, I need to be creating the content that people actually want. So using employee advocacy has just been so useful for us because I might have somebody engineering telling me, this is why we're not using the product as much, or this is what I'm running into in terms of what's thwarting people from using it. So I think being able to see what everyone is sharing and weigh in and having this transparency and these communications among departments, like we don't have these same communication silos because we're all in here participating and engaging.
Nice. So if I'm a marketer, I'm setting this up. I think one of the things you said is really identifying those employee influencers and those that are really going to shine with this. How do you go about identifying those first few individuals that are going to kind of lead the charge with this?
Yeah, I mean, you can start, like there's social listening, taking a look and seeing who's already talking about your company. You can send out an internal survey and ask people to share information about what they think about the company or if they're already promoting the company on social. Look for the people who, I think it's very easy to look specifically into sales and marketing communications, people who are naturally maybe already involved in this, but don't overlook other departments. I mean, you're going to find people in engineering too, who have great things to say, or human resources. So yeah, I'd say don't limit yourself to just those departments and just start asking questions, paying attention to employees. And I think that helps your brand overall too, because when employees see you taking an interest in them, it's going to improve their own engagement and it's going to make them more willing to want to talk about the company in a positive way.
Love that.
That's great. Are there any pitfalls anybody who wants to start an employee advocacy would like to look into or anything they should be wary of?
I think the number one thing is there's a lot of unease around the idea of telling your employees, please go tweet about us. I think that's a scary concept. That's why it's so important. Like we have a really great post on creating social media rules for employees. And I almost hesitate to say rules. It's more like guidelines because it's more telling them what you want them to do instead of telling them what you don't want them to do. Because your average employee is not the social media manager, the spokesperson, but they bring so much more value to talking about your brand because they don't have to be the face of the brand. And I think we have to, if you're taking good care of your employees, you can trust them to take good care of your brand. And your employees really should be an extension of that, whether it's your intern or your CEO. And so I think it's just having trust in the people you hire. But if you are investing all this time in finding the right people who fit your company culture and your values, then by all means, you can trust them to talk about your company.
Love that.
It's amazing.
What do those guidelines tend to look like? What would common things be that you kind of put in there?
Yeah, I would say starting with letting people know that you want them talking about the brand and let them know that, hey, if you're unsure how to do this, you don't necessarily think of yourself as an employee influencer. Like we have training available to help you. if you make a mistake, we're not going to be mad. You know, this isn't, you're not going to get in trouble. Just come to us and let us know what happened. You know, we can rework it. And then using a platform like Everyone Social makes it so easy because we have the central location where all of the company content is going out. So for instance, whenever we publish a new blog post, I go into Everyone Social and I'm like, hey guys, here's our new post. Here's what it's about. Wow. And then I can say, I can even put suggested sharing copy for Twitter or for Facebook or LinkedIn. And employees can just click share and use my copy verbatim, or they can change it, or they can use it something else entirely. So letting them know like, hey, here's a feed of stuff we'd love for you to share. You don't have to share it, but if you do choose to share it, just click, you know, making it very simple for them. And, you know, I think that can also help kind of lower the unease and anxiety people might have about social. It's because if you don't know what to share, we're giving you suggestions right here.
Love that. And from a program success standpoint, what are some metrics or things that companies start to see when they actually implement this? What are some of the success stories you've seen?
Yeah, well, we work with some of the top brands and they've been with us for years, like Dell, Adobe, Facebook. Adobe comes to mind. I think they've been an Everyone Social customer for about 4 years. And when they first started working with us, they activated their employees and they expanded their social reach by 3 million. So basically what you're saying is, hey, every employee here has an average network of so many thousand. And if we're making it easy for them to share in social and encouraging them to do it, then our company content is going to increase, our engagement and our reach is going to increase exponentially. So that's a really great example, just increasing your reach. And then one other part of our feature that really helps, I was speaking with someone from Qualtrics recently, and they use our product and they were trying to get more employees involved in sharing. And so sometimes it's more fun if we kind of, we gamify it. Humans love games. So we have gamification features and we're like, hey, everybody, see what you can share and how much you can increase your network. And, you know, maybe there's a prize for this. So I'd say increasing that reach is really big for our customers. Just getting their employees more engaged, improving internal communications, because we have this transparency. We have all these different ways people can communicate in a really open public way. And then just increasing the number of really qualified applicants you're getting. I spoke to Paul Abercrombie from Bizarre Voice recently, and he was telling me that 10 years ago, it would have been kind of absurd to think that somebody would make a career change based on something they saw on Instagram. But today that's commonplace. So I think that's why that's the power of employee advocacy, as I love talking about the company because I believe in what we do and I think they value me. And so I talk about Everyone Social and I'm like, you guys should apply here too. So yeah, I think just increasing your visibility and your brand and getting people excited about being a customer or being an employee.
Amazing. Love it. Well, any last thoughts, words of wisdom, any key takeaways for others listening today?
Yeah, I will say employee advocacy was new for me just a few months ago, you know, like the term itself. So I would encourage everyone, we're doing a free online event September 20th through 24th called Employee Advocacy Week. It's completely free. Sign up and you can hear people talking about all aspects of it, from just improving your social media reach or your personal brand or social selling. And we've got some incredible speakers from Facebook, from Qualtrics, from all kinds of major brands, as well as a lot of people from our team. And so I think the content's going to be really valuable. And there's no reason not to sign up.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Laura. This is amazing. Really appreciate your wisdom and insights here.
Thanks, thank you, Laura. So much. This was great.